The Smith Daily O'Radnick family members have been making art and handcrafting for generations. An exhibit featuring examples from five generations opens at the Johnson Heritage Post in Grand Marais this Friday, October 3rd. And joining us now are two of the members of those five generations, Nancy Daly and Jody O'Radnick. Welcome to you both. Thank you. Well, to start out, Nancy, you represent the middle generation, yeah. Generation three. Can you tell us, how did this exhibit come to be?
Well, it was about 3 years ago I had the idea that it would be fun to show with my daughters. And at that time, so it was only, I was only thinking of myself and Jody and Amy. And then as it just developed, I guess, into thinking, well, Madeline is a really good artist. And then backtracking from that, my grandpa was a painter after he retired, and trying to fit my dad in there, well, yeah, he made jewelry. That's not painting or drawing, but he made some lovely jewelry out of rocks and semi-precious minerals that he found and polished himself. So it all came together. And it was 3 years ago that I made a proposal and gave it to Don for JHP. So it's been several years in the making.
And can you visualize this for me, all the generations that are involved, like starting from the fifth generation to the first, who those people are?
Well, my grandfather is Ralph Waldo Smith. Yes.
Awesome.
I'm sure it was after Emerson. In those days, he was big. So he's my grandfather. My father is Glenn Sanborn Smith, and then me. And then my two daughters are Jody and Amy. And Amy's daughter is Madeline. There's six people, but
five generations. All right.
We had to choose where to stop because actually,
yeah.
My grandmother was very artistic, as well as were a lot of other members of the family. So
that's true.
So, yeah, if it's successful, maybe you'll have to have, a second one. Is this the first time that you've done this? I take it this is the first time that you've done this, collaborated together. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's a question for both of you. Maybe you don't know any differently, but what was it like to grow up and be in such an artistic family? Uh-oh, I stumped you.
Looking at me?
or maybe share any memories of growing up, things that really stick in your mind, that really influenced your artwork.
Well, the thing that I remember about my grandpa is that when I was a little girl, they lived in Dickinson, right on the edge of the Badlands. And when I was a little girl, we would go visit maybe not more than once a year because it was during the war. So he was at that time just beginning to use oils, and he would tint photographs with his oils. He'd dip into the oil paint with a Q-tip, and then rub the paint on the photograph and then kind of rub it off. So it was just a tint. And I was fascinated by that.
I don't think for me, I didn't ever think of it as growing up in an artistic family. It was just the way
either.
That it was. You always had art supplies around, and you could always count on Christmas or your birthday. There were two things you knew you were going to get. You were going to get some kind of art thing, and you were also going to get a book. But there were always things lying around, and we were always encouraged to pick up whatever happened to be there or find natural materials that we could work with. And my grandmother was a knitter, and she actually was the person that taught me how to knit and do some crochet and fiber art. And she knit Christmas stockings for everybody in the family. And, you know, that was just what you did. If you were going to sit down and watch television, you also had your hands busy.
Take us back to generation one, the first generation, and if you'd tell us about Ralph Smith, where he lived, worked.
They lived in Dickinson when I knew them. He was a real pioneer. His family at the time when he was a teenager and growing up, they lived in Missouri. But he and two of his brothers moved up to the way northwestern corner of North Dakota. Think about it. From Missouri, which is kind of a nice pretty warm climate. They went up there and they established land claims way up there. After he'd been there for 2 years and had his claim, he came back and married his sweetheart, Effie, and brought her up there. So they lived through, I don't know how they did it, you know, living through the winter up there, coming from Missouri. But he drew, I've got drawings, little simple pencil drawings, going way back to his teenage years of the farms and the fences and the animals. So he was always drawing. And then eventually when he retired, they moved to California, and he became a full-time artist at that point. Had several shows in California, both his sketches, pastels, and oils.
Either one of you tell us about your personal work that you do?
I work in a lot of different types of fiber art, crochet, knitting. Recently, I've been doing a lot more felting, both wet felting and knitted or crocheted items that then are felted or fulled. Technically, I think you'd call that fulling when they're just washed and shrunk down a lot. So, and it's an exploration of mathematical concepts in both knitting and crochet as well. I got really interested in some work that had been done by a math teacher at Cornell, where she started to use crocheted items to illustrate mathematical concepts. The hyperbolic crochet is what she's best known for.
Okay.
And to let her students have some tangible way to feel and understand these kind of cerebral ideas. We've been working, the four of us, on a collaborative piece, which has been really interesting to watch that come together. Mom's made handmade paper, which she sent off to my niece, who added some of her drawings, who sent it to my sister, who added some of her artwork, and then it came to me for some fiber art. It's going to go back to Mom now for final encaustics. So she's got the duty to kind of finish it up and make it all look gorgeous. And to see how it all came together, you'll have to come to the show. And yeah, I think the exciting thing for me about this show is that we've all kind of become more professional in our art since we've become adults and since we've moved away from each other. And
are
so,
we adults now?
Are we adults? No, we're not. We're still playing around with yarn on the living room floor. I don't think any one of the four of us has any idea of what the other people are sending to the show, so that as we start to put it together tomorrow and over the next few days, we're going to start to see all these pieces that we haven't seen that we've each done, and then try to fit it all together, and it'll be fun.
Thursday is going to be a mad scramble.
Thursday and Friday morning.
I always do my best at the last minute,
yeah.
So
<There's> that. Good.
If you've just joined us, we are speaking with artists Nancy Daly and Jody Oradnick, an exhibit highlighting the work of five generations of the Smith Daly Oradnick family opens this Friday, October 3rd at the Johnson Heritage Post in Grand Marais. More information is available at 387-2314, or they are on Facebook. There's a page. If you search five generations of art in Grand Marais, you can find that Facebook page. And I did look it up, and yeah, lots of fun stuff and pictures and things like that. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us today. Mm. Good luck with the setup. It sounds very, very interesting, and like it will be something there for everybody.
Oh, I hope so.
And again, you don't even know what the final product will be of that collaboration. So thanks again for taking the time to share with us. We hope it's a wonderful display for you.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thanks, Jenna.
Okay.